I'm not doing the voicemail.
No. But are you saying everything else?
Oh yeah. The fuck.
Hell yeah.
The all fuck right. My replacement.
Yes,
I am.
Before we start,
okay. Sweet. Okay, hello. My name is Autumn Celeste, and we're here at River City Sounds Podcast. Thanks for having us. Jordan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Sitting round town, wondering where you've been, boo. You said you'd call me when you finished with the crew. Now it's 3 a.m. and you got me all open, trying to keep from tripping. Said you'd be there when I really needed you. Now I'm sitting here looking like a fool, 'cause you took my hand, convinced me we're a man. You do it better than he can. Oh yeah, oh yeah, oh yeah.
Thank you. daydreams and switching moods just a little. Our next song is called 2 a.m. The lovely group of musicians I got behind me. So we're gonna start with one of them. I'm gonna choose right now, actually. Maybe let's start with Jordan on the drums. You wanna show him what you got real quick? You wanna give him just a little sprinkle or something? Ooh. is called Take It Slow.
We are recording.
All right.
What number is it? I think like 97.
Holy shit. That's a lot of people.
No, wait. 96.
Hey.
That's okay, so today's 96. You can start.
Okay.
The second of this year, too, not the first.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. All right. Welcome to River City Sounds, episode 96. I'm Chloe.
And I'm Cole.
And we are here with
Autumn Celeste.
Hi, Autumn.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Of course. Thank you for having us over. Appreciate
yes.
it.
Yes.
So, first off, what are the origins of this project? Did I just hear you say this the second time you guys performed?
Yeah, literally nice. The second time. We're a pretty new band. We got together in like September of 2023.
Mm-hmm.
All of the songs are like originally written by me, and then I found some local wonderful, talented musicians to be in a band with me, and we've been together since.
You guys are so tight. Like,
thank
I can't
you.
Believe that's only your second show.
Yeah, same.
I really appreciate that. We practice a lot and we run through a lot.
It
so thank
is
you.
Noted.
Oh,
yeah,
great.
It shows.
Oh,
yeah.
Yes, awesome. Yay. Thank you.
Yeah. You also have like such a beautiful voice.
Thanks.
Yeah.
I appreciate that. Literally, like, you get like in your head about like mm-hmm. a performance beforehand. So, like, hearing you guys say that really does like make me feel a lot better.
Did you say your last episode, like your last performance was on WRIR?
Yes. Yes, it was.
Crazy. So that was your last one and your first one.
Right. Well. Our first okay. and last one. Yeah.
How were you able to get a WIRR for your first gig?
Great question. Well, I actually know Chuck Moore.
Okay. Yeah.
That's the guy whose show we went on. It's like Quantum Live Radio. I know him through like my full-time job.
Mm-hmm.
So that's how I like met him. And it's actually funny because Bryce, who is my guitarist, is his son as well. So I was like, hey, because I put out a single in October and I was like, hey, can we come by? Can mm-hmm. we come by and, you know, perform? And he was like, of course. So that's how that connection was made and how we were able to do that.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What was the single that you released? Did you play it today?
I did. The single was Take It Slow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And I put a music video out for that as well on YouTube. And that was my first music video. So a lot of firsts are happening in this like later half of 2023.
That's
so
awesome.
Yeah.
So were you in any music projects before this?
I did release an EP in 2022. It was 2/22/22.
Okay.
So February. And it was a EP called Daydreams, and I performed some songs in this set from there. It was Daydreams, 2 a.m. and Sunshine were from that project, but I haven't released like too much music mm-hmm. since then. So I'm kind of in the beginning phases of like putting myself out there more.
Yeah, okay.
So yeah,
the new era, if you will.
Yes, the new
exactly.
era.
No, I feel
like
that.
I'm born again.
No, I understand that for
yeah
sure.
How so if you just like acquired your band, what was the EP like?
Like who was on it?
Yeah.
Also, I guess.
It was literally six songs, just me. What's funny is I released it while I was living in Spain. So I did like a EP release party over there, and I invited all my friends and some other musicians and artists that I had met while living over there as well. But yeah, I released that while I was living like not even in this country, which is funny. So that's what that process looked like. It was my first project ever, and like a lot of people who knew me were like, we didn't know that you actually sang, you know what I'm saying? Like that's not something that I feel like I've carried on my like shoulder like throughout my life. Like it was more like a low-key like hobby like desire
yeah.
to do, but it was never like forthcoming like, hey, I'm a singer. So that was kind of the first thing that I did where it was like, hey, I'm an artist, like I mm-hmm. sing
yes.
this is what I do. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
So what kind of genre do you define this project as, and maybe what are some influences for this project?
Ooh, great question. I definitely feel like I'm alternative R&B,
mm-hmm.
but definitely still under like the R&B branch. Maybe a little neo soul on some songs as well, but Jhené Aiko is definitely a big influence of mine. I also really like Snow Allegra. Who else? SZA is a good one as well. Like, definitely like the girlies who like talk about maybe not heartbreak all the time, but you know, like they talk about spirituality in their songs and maybe how they've processed loss and heartbreak and things like that. Those are kind of
the people I connect to. Mariah the Scientist is another one that I listen to and kind of channel when I'm writing my own stuff.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What is your songwriting process like?
Good question. I've written a lot of songs by bodies of water, and this may or may not be because I'm a Pisces, but
happy early birthday.
Thank you. It's coming. It's coming. But yeah, I wrote Sunshine at Belle Isle, like on the rocks. I wrote Take It Slow on the Mediterranean Sea while I was living in Spain. So I use nature and bodies of water as like a conduit to mm-hmm. like write my music. But on a day to day, I'll just kind of write things down. But I also write while I'm in the studio. But most of the time, I like to go out in nature. Mm-hmm. So I would say nature, bodies of water for sure.
Jumping ahead a little bit, but kind of in the same vein. Do mm-hmm. you have a favorite like bar, maybe a brewery, a restaurant, or maybe just a hangout spot in Richmond?
Ooh.
You noting a lot of nature. Is there maybe something nature-wise that you're really into here?
Okay, well, I will say that like my walk, like I have a favorite walk, and okay. it's the walk at Belle Isle.
The big loop.
Yes, the big loop. Mm. I'll do like Canal Walk. I'll go past Canal Walk all the way down to like the Civil War Bridge, past that to like the actual like yes. overhang bridge.
Yes, yes.
That's like my walk. I do that all the time. But hangout spot, I don't know. I'm kind of a homebody, not
that's
gonna
fair.
Lie.
very
but
fair.
Kind of Three Monkeys. I love Three Monkeys, yeah, actually. Yeah. The monkey fries, they are like my go-to.
Mm-hmm. I don't know if they still do, but they used to have a really good happy hour.
They still do, and they added, so in 2020, before COVID, they did like half off appetizers, and then they stopped doing that, but they've brought it back, so I'm really happy about that.
Woo!
Yeah, I love a half off appetizer, a $6 cocktail, that's my shit. Yeah.
So you said you're kind of new to Richmond. When did you move to Richmond?
I came here for undergrad in 2016. So I've kind of like moved in and out of Richmond multiple times. Mm-hmm. I studied abroad when I was an undergrad in Spain for the first mm-hmm. time. And that's kind of where like that Spanish like connection comes into play. Came back from undergrad or studying abroad and was here for like 2 years. And then I went back to Spain for like a year to teach English. So I've been here and then I've been out and then I've been here again. So I've mm-hmm. been here since the end of 2022.
Okay.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So being kind of new to this area, have you been to or experienced a lot of house shows or just shows in general in the Richmond area?
Yes. I like to go to Versus, which is like an open mic type of thing, in Chaco Bottom a lot. I've met a lot of artists there that I've really like formed a connection with. Mm-hmm. I also like to catch some shows at the Camel as well. But yeah, I'm still also a homebody as well, so.
Yes, I understand the struggle there.
It's really hard to get out of the house sometimes.
Don't leave the house.
Yes.
Do you have
like,
any
so
like, local artists that you really like?
Yeah, and you guys actually just had him on your show last time, Duct Tape Jesus, Carlos.
Yes.
I really love Carlos.
I ran
He's awesome.
Carlos yesterday, actually.
That's awesome.
Went down and I was like, is that fucking yes. Carlos? What's up, bro?
He works there. Or,
yeah, he
sorry,
does.
I don't know if I should say that, but.
He works.
Yeah. Yeah.
I still say Wait. One of your beep, 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 beep.
Right, right.
So that can be a bleep out.
Okay.
Wait. Awesome. Cafe? Cafe?
Yeah.
I was supposed to go there this morning.
It's so
Sorry
good
about
there.
That. It's Brown's birthday today, actually. So we
happy birthday.
Hey, happy birthday yesterday. To your dad. Yeah.
My dad?
Did you say your dad?
I said my girlfriend, Brown.
Oh, your girlfriend. I'm sorry.
That's fine.
Your girlfriend.
We went to and then we went bowling like at River City Roll right there.
Oh, cool.
So,
nice.
Successful.
All right.
And you said you're Pisces as well, so your birthday's coming up here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
We already got that question, Pisces.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know your like setting and your rising and all that jazz and all that stuff?
I do. I know my sun Pisces, my rising Cancer, and my moon Virgo. So I got a lot of water in there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Cancer rising Pisces moon.
Oh my god,
Libra
that's
sun.
Crazy. I love that. Okay, awesome. Okay, where does the Libra come in for you? Like.
I think I really value like equality and balance mm-hmm. and love.
Yeah. Okay.
got a lot of love in my chart.
Yeah.
In my heart. But the water, ow.
Oh my God. Ow. Dude, the water is so hard to like navigate for me. I feel like the Virgo moon really like keeps
grounded
because I'll be off in La La Land with my Pisces and Cancer. And it'll be like, oh my God, I have all these ideas. How do I execute that? Virgo moon. Yeah. That's the one. Yep.
We're going to become a musician.
Right.
We're doing this now.
Exactly.
Do you have a preference? Well, it seems like you've done a lot more organized stuff, I'd have to say, with this.
Mm-hmm.
Even though this is more DIY. I don't fucking know. Anyways, I meant more the setup. The studio setup feels mm-hmm. more organized. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
As well as on top of WIRR, which is definitely more of an organized thing. Mm-hmm. Have you had much experience with the DIY house show variety as of yet?
And that's something I would like to step into. And I feel like it's been more organized because of that Virgo moon. But I would like to step into that space more. Yeah.
It's hard because everything moves. Like, didn't it see ICU just shut down last Friday?
Mm-hmm.
No.
No?
I
no. You don't know? Or you,
I didn't know.
Oh, no. They just shut. Someone sent off that. Maybe. I don't know. Do you want to do the acronym question, Chloe? Do you want to give it? You want to give it a try?
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Like, I would like to say, this show has been going on for 5 years. This was a funny idea when we started this.
I think it's still funny.
I also think it's funny, but this was my young creative brain.
Okay.
It's like one of those things, it makes me laugh because no one else is laughing, you know?
Okay.
Cool.
okay.
Are you ready?
I am ready, okay. Yes.
RVA is an acronym for Richmond, Virginia.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to reassign the letters of RVA to still...
The words
to still describe Richmond, but not Richmond, Virginia. So how do you describe Richmond as RVA?
Okay.
Like really very awesome.
R for rich.
Okay.
Okay.
V for versatile. A for... affordable.
Perfect.
Yeah.
That was a good quick one.
Mm-hmm.
So other than music, what are some interests that you have that you're really passionate about?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I actually, for my full-time job, because I do work full-time.
Yeah, we're about to ask, what was that?
So I work in social media, like digital media full-time, and I also do that like a little bit on the side as well. So those are things that I'm passionate about, like just kind of building up a clientele and, you know, being able to like take care of myself and things like that outside of music is something I'm passionate about. But I also like spending time with my friends. I like spending time alone, as we've discussed. But music is really like my outlet to express and create and kind of do things I wouldn't normally be able to do in those spaces of social media and having a full-time job.
Somewhat in that vein, can we look forward to new songs? Do you have some stuff in the back burner in the works for everybody?
I do.
Very nice to know. You don't want to tell us more, you don't have to.
Well, mine, actually, that we performed today is unreleased.
Okay.
So I'm looking to release the studio version of that sometime soon. I'm also hoping to drop a music video for Sunshine.
What do you do your music videos at?
Take It Slow was at Belle Isle, of course. But
I mean, like, who does it for you?
That's a good question. It's High Club Productions.
Okay.
Yeah, his name is Miles. That has done the ones I've done in the past. But yeah, he's really nice and very like creative. And I hit him up and I was like, hey, can you do this for me? And he was like, of course. So it was really nice. That was a good experience, especially it being my first one. It was just me and him, and we filmed, and it was great.
Doing it again with him?
Yeah, probably.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. Chloe, do you want to take some Chloe's Corner questions now? We're in this area. We're moving along pretty well here, actually.
I feel like we've kind of already touched on some of them.
We've touched on a lot. We moved pretty quick, which is funny, because last episode, it was just me and Carlos, and like it took about 50 minutes, I think. And
that
on top of that, the first like 15 minutes are us talking about the difference between like devil worship versus Satanism.
And specifically, there is a difference.
How Satanism is like self, you know, improvement and stuff. Yeah. It's not actually as evil as people think. We went in some really weird
that
fucking
is hilarious.
Topic. I left it in there too.
Very on brand.
Very
Carlos,
on brand.
I feel like. Yeah.
Come on, ritual magic and shit. It was fun.
Yes. Oh my God.
That should be out hopefully this upcoming Monday.
Let me think. What are some fun, silly questions?
are you watching right now? Are you addicted to anything?
I am.
Which one you got?
I'm rewatching Scandal. I don't know if you guys have ever seen that.
I've not seen it.
It's a show by Shonda Rhimes. So she's the one who also does like Bridgerton and like How to Get Away with Murder and things like that. Yeah. So the
is that a Netflix show?
It's on Netflix, I believe. I'm watching it on Hulu because I got kicked out of my parents' account.
the new Netflix thing is so stupid.
I'm not in their household anymore, so I just can't watch it. It's fine. So I'm on Hulu.
Because you can like sign in like three people who aren't their thing, and I signed in on my phone, but not on my fucking TV. So if we want to watch like Blue Eyed Samurai, we have to watch it on my goddamn phone, and we can't stream it up either. It's really dumb.
I've been kicked out of everything. Yeah, I literally cannot access it. So yay, love that.
Find that torrent website.
I know. But it's on Hulu, but it was like running on ABC when it was on like TV. It's been off for some years now, but it's definitely giving like politics and like it's about a woman living in DC who's like a fixer, PR stuff. So she kind of like aligns with where I'm at in my career too, just like with social media and communication. So I've been rewatching that to like harness like and manifest the type of life that she has. Yeah.
Very cool.
What
is your favorite snack?
French fries.
Ooh.
Or potato in general.
Okay. Yeah. Potato based.
Yeah. Snack. Like any type of potato, chip.
Who do you think makes the best French fry? It could be a local place. It could be McDonald's if you even think it is.
Oh, God. Fast food, Chick-fil-A, hands down. Okay. But I'll give McDonald's a strong number two.
When they're salted correctly.
And fresh.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, obviously.
Richmond, Three Monkeys. They're cheese fries.
You did just mention that.
Yeah, fries, they're cheese fries. And then District 5 also has really good cheese fries.
Never eaten there.
Yeah, I mean, I did it one time, and I was like, "Wow, I would not have expected this."
Okay.
Do you have anything off the dome, Chloe?
I'm trying to think. I feel like I've had some super like silly conversations recently.
So I've had something real. This is more of a question for you, so I can tell a story because this is about me, obviously.
Right.
What's scarier, the space or the ocean?
As a Pisces, you're like, ooh, water.
I'm inclined to say ocean, right? But ocean. Just because it's so deep. Like, we don't know what's out there.
So I recently found out that I have drowning trauma.
What?
There's three instances where, like, I had, like, either said something weird to Brianna or, like, we were in the shower and I got water in my ear and I freaked out.
Mm-hmm.
And she was joking, like, did you get almost drowned as a child? And I was like, no. And I was like, driving my head, like, yes. Yes, I did. I absolutely did. And then I had to, like, text my mom, my dad, my sister and be like, do you remember me falling in the pool and Ashley saved me? And, like, only my dad remembers.
Wow.
Ashley doesn't remember. Mom don't remember, but dad remembers. So at least it did happen.
Okay.
Yeah, so apparently that's, yeah, it's fun.
The ocean is so scary.
So scary.
Also,
so beautiful.
Yeah, it's so cool.
If I could be a mermaid, I would be a mermaid.
What color would your tail be?
That's a good question.
Red.
Yeah, that would work, yeah.
Does it have a pattern or glitter or anything?
You know what? It's kind of, okay.
Is it the
red is
tail
the base,
red,
right?
Or is, oh, that's what I was about to
come red here, is the base, and then it's kind of got like the each scale is like a rainbow type of vibe going on.
Like iridescent?
Yeah. Like it reflects, like when the sun hits it, it's like, yeah.
Somewhat topical. Have you heard of the jellyfish UFO?
No. What
okay,
is this?
It. People think it's bird shit on a camera lens.
Oh. And what is it, actually?
No one fucking knows. Okay. It's a true UFO. It's unidentified. That's it. That's all I have for you.
All right.
My tail is like neon green.
Ooh.
And glittery.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that.
And
what about tops? Are we doing
starfish.
Tops too? Or are we? Okay. Starfish, yeah. Yeah, I like that. Did you guys see Little Mermaid? No.
The newest one, the live action one?
That, but yeah, the live action one.
Actually, no, I haven't, no.
Hallie. Okay, it was good.
I should have seen it, though.
Yeah.
Ooh, have you seen any movies lately? Any of the ones? I feel like recently there's been some good like
it's
movies
been half
and
half,
TV
I feel.
That's
you know
coming
what? Out.
I took myself to the movies one day by myself.
That's a beautiful thing to do.
Yes, I like to spend time and prioritize time with myself.
Absolutely.
And I went to see the like Hunger Games like prequel.
Oh, prequel, yeah.
That was good.
Was it really?
Yeah. Okay. It was like 3 hours and I was entertained the whole time. I was like, damn.
I heard it's like kind of a musical. Like they sing the whole time.
Yeah, the main girl is like a singer in real life and then they definitely she was a singer in the, that's like kind of how she got through the Hunger Games, was like being a singer, and like everyone was like, oh my God. but it was like a lot more like grungy than like Hunger Games, because it was like from the beginning. So like you got to see how it grew. It wasn't fantastic. It wasn't fabulous. Like you didn't have all those like great foods that they had going on and like the outfits and everything. It was like a lot more like, hey, get in here and fight for your life.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was good to see how, and it also highlighted how Snow became like a villain. Yeah, because he was kind of nice in this one.
That's actually a pretty good plug. I'm not a big Hunger Games fan, but Brianna's told me a lot about it, so that's probably a good plug for people who are unwilling to go see it. Like, you know what, I might give that a chance now.
Yeah,
so.
I was like, the singing
kind of deterred me,
really,
but
the
Snow thing interests me.
Yeah, you really see like, I don't want to give anything away, but he was not doing well, like, in the beginning. And you just really see how he becomes, like, fucked up. Like, you really do. Yeah.
Are we interested in the Mean Girls remake? It's a musical, too, apparently.
Not necessarily.
I don't think I really vibe with musicals.
Really? Interesting.
I like musicals, but I don't know.
Okay. Mean Girls is a musical? Mean Girls.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like the OG movie.
Yeah.
My birthday is October 3rd.
Hey, oh, yeah. Libra.
On October 3rd, he asked me what day it was.
I mean, it's basically a holiday for some people, you know?
My agenda every year, like, this one agenda I used to get every year, always said it, Mean Girls Day.
Love that.
On my birthday, and I was like,
Do you really celebrate it as a holiday?
No, I celebrate my birthday.
Right. Yeah.
Personal question.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any New Year's resolutions that you're excited about?
God, I try not to do them too much because I don't want to like disappoint myself if I don't stay on top of them. But this year just for me is like growing in my career and financially, like across the board. So with music and like, you know, my social media stuff that I have going on too. So just prioritizing opportunities and putting myself in spaces to have opportunities to further my career is something that's a big goal for me. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
We can probably wrap up. We're doing pretty well.
Okay,
if you
want to
keep talking,
do you have any questions for us?
Yeah.
No.
If you want to just keep asking some fun questions, we can have some time. I can fill in. Honestly,
I'd actually like to know what movie you've really been into lately. Is it alien related?
We actually recently watched Godzilla Minus One.
Nice.
Which was really fun because I'm a huge last podcast. This is really fucking convoluted. Thank you for rolling your eyes, Chloe. Love it.
I didn't roll my eyes.
No,
I looked away.
You looked away, so you didn't roll your eyes. I love it. I did a Manhattan Project recently on the last podcast, and they were talking about the bomb. And of course, the new Godzilla talks about it's much more a modern representation of how Godzilla's a representation of the atomic bomb and whatnot, and it's fun because it's set in post-war Japan.
Ooh.
And yeah, it's a good job. It's
okay.
We couldn't watch it all the way through because it kept buffering because we're torrenting it, but we're getting through it slowly. That's
okay.
It.
Do you mind what industry, or do you mind me asking what industry you're in? Like,
what I do for work?
Yeah.
Oh, I work at UPS.
Okay.
It's not bad. Pays decent.
Okay.
It's all right.
Do you do this podcast while you do it?
Fuck yes, I do. Because I'm alone, too. So I'm sitting up there listening to the same goddamn shit every day.
Hell yeah.
And I've been, like, really nailing down, like, the aliens and also, like, the ritual magic and the Satanism stuff recently. So, like, it's been, like, all coming together in, like, a weird... Like, once you study magic, everything, like, synchronicity, every fucking where. It's ridiculous. It's just because you're looking at it and you're thinking about it. It's all, like, the... what is it called, like mental magic, you know what I mean, like an illusionist. It's just like your brain picks up more things than you actually realize, and it's when you actually start picking up on it and bullshit like that. It's all
what numbers do you connect with any numbers?
I try not to get into numbers because they're a little bit ridiculous.
Okay.
It's bullshit, I don't believe in it, but it's fun, and that's what I spend most of my time doing. Thank you for questioning.
I love recognizing patterns.
Yeah,
it's
me too.
So fun. I was talking to someone, I was like, ooh, it's like 222, and they're like, yeah, it's 222 twice a day every day. And I was like,
nah.
Well, yeah,
it's the fact that you look up and you notice that you've been looking up at it.
Yeah, I think it's fun. And they were like, life isn't patterns. And I was like, you're an idiot.
Right.
I was like, shut up. Yeah. I don't want to talk to you anymore.
I definitely love synchronizations. Yeah. I'm definitely like a numbers person.
See, that's all like...
I think it's fun.
You ever seen The Key? Or The Secret? You know what I'm talking about?
Is that a movie?
It's like a self-help book that became a movie. It's like The Secret or The Key. It's basically...
The key's already inside of you. Is that the vibe?
It's Satanism wrapped in Christianity.
Wait, what?
Okay.
Gotcha. I'm done. How we doing? You have any questions for her or anything else at the end?
I'm an open book.
How are you feeling?
I feel like...
You already mentioned kind of some band goals you want to get done.
Yeah.
Do we have any shows lined up for the upcoming...
We're on the search.
You're on the circuit.
Yeah.
I found, which is really weird recently, is venues want you to come with a bill already booked. Mm. It's a little harder to be like, hey, let me know if you have any spots on a bill. Like, yeah. They, more than not, most times I've been emailing this past couple, 4 or 5 months, mm-hmm. it's been come with a bill.
Oh, wow.
And look for a date straight up.
That's good to know.
Some good suggestions, make some band friends, and maybe just be like, hey, the four of us can do this.
Yeah. You know what I
mean? Or straight up, just be like, we can do a 3-hour set ourselves.
Yeah.
That would be some of my advice to you if you're looking to email some folks and whatnot as well.
For sure. I was thinking about, like, a tight lounge. Yeah. And,
they have, like, a submission form, I think.
Yeah. I, like, reached out to them, but I don't know. They were kind of weird. So
some people
we'll
are
see.
A little bit
yeah.
distant because there's so many people reach out to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that being RWIRR and some of your connections will really help you in that.
Yeah.
So hopefully that will go well.
Fingers crossed.
Why don't you shout out for us the social medias where we can find you at?
Yes. Okay. So on Instagram, it's Autumn _. So _ Celeste, Celeste. And I'm on TikTok as well, just Autumn Celeste. But main platform is Instagram. And then YouTube is also Autumn Celeste.
Yeah, you got links in your socials to your YouTube.
Yes.
Correct.
So yeah, you can find everything. There's a link tree in like each platform. So.
Yeah, the question of a shout out your socials has gotten a lot easier the past couple of years, too.
Yes.
When it's just like, it's linked right there.
Right.
Well, thank you so much. Make sure you follow Autumn Celeste on all the platforms you can and give them 5 stars.
Yes.
This has been River City Sounds, episode 96 or so. Something like that. I'll fix it. I have been Cole.
And I've been Chloe, and I'm still Chloe.
And we've had with us...
Autumn Celeste.
Well, thank you so much. I appreciate you being on.
Thank you for having me.
Bom, 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 bom. Hey.
Yay.
Thank
you, guys. Take my hand, share my bed. When I'm with you, the sky's always blue. Take a breath, I'm with you, you and me, and that's the
So our next song that we have is called Mine. Positive abundance mindset vibe, and the last song is called Sunshine.
To pry myself to the
people. My name is Autumn Celeste. Thanks so much, River City Sound Podcast, for having us today. I've got Bryce, Julian, Jordan, and Taylor behind me. Really hope you enjoyed, and we'll see you next time. Yeah.